Back now with Day to Day.
Slow down, lie down, remember it's just you and me.
This is the voice of Paolo Nutini. His name sounds Italian, but the singer-songwriter hails from Scotland. His voice sounds like it belongs to someone who's been singing the blues for decades.
Grandma, last request, just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me.
But he hasn't. His debut album, These Streets, came out just this year. Paolo Nutini is currently on tour. Tonight he plays at the Moore Theater in Seattle. I recently caught up with him at the Austin City Limits Music Festival in Texas, where despite severe heat and humidity, thousands of fans came to hear him. When Paolo Nutini walked on stage, the predominantly female audience screamed. Beatlemania-like screams. No surprise, considering Paolo Nutini is pretty dreamy. His dark, shaggy hair hangs down over saucer-like eyes. His lips are so full, he could make Angelina Jolie jealous. He beamed a huge smile at the crowd as he launched into this song called Alloway Grove.
However much you use me, baby, come on, use me more.
I love performing that song live because, you know, I love just being able to sing I Love You more and more and more and over and over and over again. And just, you know, hopefully people are smiling and, it's good.
I love you more and more, I love you more and more and more and more.
When I met up with him backstage, Nutini told me he grew up listening to the Drifters, Jackie Wilson, Solomon Burke, not exactly the kind of stuff that other kids of his generation were playing on their iPods.
It was 87 I was born, so I'm 20.
Your voice doesn't sound like it's 20. I think a lot of people, when they first hear it, think that you're at least twice that age. When you started singing, was there anything that you did to try to make that voice sound older?
No, I mean, the thing was that when I first started, my voice was quite smooth, very smooth, and the tone was a lot lighter. But I hadn't did anything, you know. I hadn't toured, I hadn't really, you know, I hadn't experienced anything like what we've done now, you know. And
what he's experienced now includes a world tour, playing Carnegie Hall, opening for the Rolling Stones, all of which is pretty remarkable considering how he got started. When he was 15, Paolo got a pair of tickets to see the winner of a show called Fame Academy. It's the Scottish equivalent of American Idol. The main attraction was running late, so the theater decided to hold its own talent competition. Paolo won.
Got noticed by a guy called Brendan, who asked me if I wrote songs. I said yes. He set me up in a room in a studio with my drummer. And really, ever since then, I've been writing songs and performing them.
Make me wander through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn.
Nutini wrote this song, New Shoes, and the nine other tunes that make up the album These Streets when he moved to London. He was just 18 then, and most of the songs drew on his experiences of being in a big, unfamiliar city, all alone.
And I'm not sleeping at night, but I'm going from bar to bar. I can't be just rewind.
With his current tour schedule, Paolo Nutini no longer has weeks at a time to sit and write songs.
Each day is incredibly different, you know, and there's no consistency to it. I can't finish songs, you know. I start a song and then instead of being able to reflect on it the next day, you know, you've got a whole new thing on your plate.
This is not the only thing that worries him. He's seen how fast young stars like him can fall.
It's easy done, you know. I mean, especially if you're taking drugs and stuff, and, you know, drugs.
And there he pauses for a moment, twiddles a pair of sunglasses between his fingers. Paolo goes on to talk about the pressure he faces to use drugs and alcohol. He says most of his time on the road is spent with bandmates and crew members who are young, who want to have fun, but they don't have to do what he does, be the main attraction, perform night after night, show up for interviews like this one.
And it really doesn't feel right. not to go and get drunk and tour. It just doesn't feel right, you know, because you're there with so many other people that maybe don't have as much responsibility. For you to be the guy that's sort of got the sensible head on and says, you know, well, we've got to be up at this time to do promotion, it just doesn't feel right. That's the thin line between being able to do that and then being a train wreck.
And does it scare you?
Oh, it scares the hell out of me.
What keeps him on track is home, the Scottish town of Paisley, where he says life is much calmer, where his dad still runs the local fish and chip shop.
Something about that simplicity that does, you know, appeal to me, you know, and does... I look at my father and look at the way that he's worked since 15, he's now 50. Same place, same mirrors every single day, 12 hours a day. And, you know, and he's just given me so much respect for that kind of thing that part of me says that's the way that a real man does it.
As he says that, the door opens. Paolo's manager shows up and tells him it's time to move on to the next appearance. And so memories of Paisley and his father's chip shop are stashed away, and Paolo Nutini goes back to being a rock star. Paolo Nutini's debut album is called These Streets. His tour will wrap up this fall in London, where he'll appear with Led Zeppelin.
With a half pack of cigarettes, searching for the change that I've lost somehow. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Orkey. I'll get used to this eventually. I know. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Orkey. I'll get used to this eventually. I know. I know. 'Cause you keep telling me.